Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. All right, you may be seated. When they tried to silence Daniel, they said, we're going to throw you in the lion's den if you pray. Daniel said, oh, okay, I guess I'll pray. And then revival begins. You never steal from God without God taking revenge with revival. God's revenge is to save everybody. God's revenge is to heal everything. God's revenge is to bring unreasonable breakthroughs. And unreasonable breakthroughs have just been unleashed. You're going to experience unreasonable breakthroughs. The church will have unreasonable growth, unreasonable miracles, and unreasonable encounters with God. This is our God. You don't beat up our God. If you hurt his children, you have to pay for it with your soul. Your soul is going to be redeemed. Every wicked thing is turned around, and the Holy Spirit begins to do things that nobody thought he could do. You just have to be careful to not adopt the spirit of Satan that does these kinds of terrible things, because we need the Holy Ghost. Can you say that to everybody? Say, I need the Holy Spirit. Tell that to three or four people. I don't know what you need, but I need the voice of God. I need the intervention of God. I need the presence of God. I need the help of God. I need the manifestations of God. I need the tangible presence of God. I need to see it. I need to hear it. I need to feel it. I need to touch it. I need to taste it. I need to smell it. I need to sense it. I need to perceive it. I need to understand it. I need to walk in it. And so Satan's job is to try to tell you he has power, but the devil is defeated. And the church will begin to manifest the glories of God. Put on that music while we wait. I want to begin. The Lord kind of switched my whole message, so I'm just flowing with it. But the woman at the well in John chapter 4 had gone through five husbands. Married five different husbands. Perhaps the first one was her true love. Perhaps not. But whoever she married first, she must have believed in that, as most brides and bridegrooms do believe that. But that fell apart. So she probably decided, I think I'll just pick the opposite of the first one. That will make me happy. And so then she picked the second one, totally different than the first one, and that didn't work. Then she picked the third one. I'll pick something totally different than the first one and the second one, but I'm running out of things. So she's up to five, and then number six, she doesn't bother to commit to. She just says, let's test this. But the reality is that God is a healer. And God is in this building to heal people. Pastor and I and Miss Karen and my wife Kimberly and my family and Pastor's family, we're not in the business of religion. We're not in the business of entertaining. We're not in the business of building empires. We're not in the business of trying to not offend you. We're not in that business. We're in the business of when you come to church, you're supposed to meet God, and many times that will offend the lies that you are protecting. Truth is offensive to your lie. I lie to myself. Somebody tells me the truth. I get offended until I step back and I say, well, wait a minute. Why am I offended? I'm offended because that's the truth, and I don't want it. So tonight, let's have a healing service. Let's invite the Holy Spirit to heal you. Hallelujah. Let's ask the Holy Ghost to come in here and be who He is, a healer, a mighty healer. We read in Exodus 15, very powerful, also in Exodus 25, that the people leaving Egypt came to a place of bitter waters. It says the waters were bitter and they couldn't drink the water. And this is the job of demons and Satan and unbelievers, is to poison water, to make something clear unclear. The job of the Holy Spirit is to take the tree, the cross, and put it in the bitter waters and make the bitter waters sweet. Now, what you get from relationships that are not anointed by God is bitter water. We have the tree here in the building. We have Calvary here in the form of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was at Calvary. The Holy Spirit was there directing and empowering and creating and designing and aligning all that needed to happen so that Calvary could be a reality. And all of its powers could be tasted by you and I tonight in the form of healing. Put your hands on your heart and let us take a journey into the healing pools of Calvary. And let's attack the bitter water. Do not ever let Satan become your mentor. Hate is how you make Satan your pastor. So you can't submit to any emotion that doesn't flow out of the right side of Calvary. You can't allow bitterness in any form to get inside you, because then you will be mentored and trained and discipled by that bitterness. And Satan is bitterness. Satan is hate. God is not. Jesus is not. God is love. Because He knows the only way to totally shut Satan's mouth is to love everything. Hallelujah. Without condition, without condition. Can you say to someone next to you, I love you without condition? That is a very powerful thing to say to a person. So relationships have to be healed. Because if you don't heal them, bitterness gets there. And then you start to talk from a bitter place. You start to act from a bitter place. You start to justify bitterness. You start to accept bitterness. You start to submit to bitterness. There is no happiness to a bitter heart. Sour is not good. You will always have hundreds of opportunities in your life to get bitter at someone. So one of the healings of Calvary is the healing of relationships. As your heart is on your hand, be healed from your family, your father, your mother, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, as Pastor was saying, has happened to his family, your husband, your wife, whoever has done you wrong, whoever has betrayed you, whoever has lied about you, whoever has stabbed you in the back, whoever has abused you in any way, in any form, put your hand on your heart and say, no, no, I will not let that into my heart. I will not let that into my life. That's not what I'm called to do. That's not what God wants of me. And I ask you, Lord, right now, as everyone is forgiving, just forgive right now. Forgive any person, anybody, anything that would try to usher bitterness back into your house and say, no, I kick bitterness out. I kick poison out. I kick bad relationships out. And I invite the love of God into my heart. Say it out loud. I forgive every person in my life since I can remember till this day. I forgive them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I forgive betrayal, all forms of abuse. I forgive all abuse of language, all verbal abuse. All words that are not of God that have hurt me and wounded me, all behavior that has rejected me, all abandonment, all unnecessary separations and divorces and brokenness, I accept right now the healing powers of the Holy Spirit. I soften my heart and tenderize it and allow the Holy Spirit to come and take the sound of those voices out of my ears. That I will not have those things and those relationships be preeminent in my mind or my heart. Oh, Holy Spirit. Come down here and heal the people. Heal the people, Lord, of every relationship that could make them poor instead of rich. Now give somebody a hug and say, I receive that. Let's receive healing now for our mind. In the Bible, Nebuchadnezzar, in Daniel 4:34, lost his mind. He threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace. It says that he lost his mind and he started to grow his hair out long, like eagle feathers, and his fingernails out, and he began to go out in nature and eat grass and crawl and act like an animal because he had lost his mind. We are facing insanity. We are facing a world of insane people. We are facing a world without the mind of Christ, without the thoughts of Christ, without the ideas of Christ. We are facing insanity. The world is growing out its hair and its fingernails and clawing in the dirt, crawling around like an animal, doing things that are unthinkable, acting in ways that are unforgivable. And you must not allow your mind to get sick. You must have the mind of Jesus, and you must think on things that are just and lovely and pure and honest and holy and sacred and good and healing and dignified and respectful. And you must not let your mind wander in fields where dragons live and where demons live and where snakes live and where poison live. You must not let your mind wander into the fields of darkness, into the dens of demons and into the places where Satan's playground is and where Satan's church exists. Put your hands on your mind and say, I am not crazy. I do not receive insanity in any of its forms. The curse of insanity has been broken over my mind. I will have the mind of Christ. I will not have nightmares. I will not think about suicide. I will not think about divorce. I will not think about perverted things and ungodly behavior. I will not punish or hurt the weak, abandon the orphan, speak against the kingdom of God or the church of the living God. I put my mind in the hands of God by the power of God and in the name of Jesus Christ, for this is my healing night. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Hallelujah. Let's have the third row stand up right there from that woman right here. Third row right there. Just stand up really quick. I have to do this quickly because of our structure. We have to do it quickly, but I'm giving you Isaiah 54, 17. Find out. Jeremiah 33:3. I'm giving you 1 John 4:18. I'm giving you Jeremiah 29:9-11. I'm giving you Proverbs 4:18. Sir, I'm giving you Luke 1:78-79. Ma'am, I'm giving you Exodus 10:23. I'm giving you Revelation 1:17. I'm giving you Revelation 3:8. And I'm giving you, ma'am, 2 Corinthians 9:8. Go and study that. The mind. Put your hands on that mind. Say this out loud. You all can sit down. No one in my family will lose their minds. We're coming into agreement with the word of the Lord. We will think right. We will think like Jesus thinks and do what Jesus does. We go to John 16:22, very powerful, because God is a healer of the emotions. Hannah, in the Bible, had great sorrow, but her sorrow was turned into joy because of the victory God gave her. God is an emotion healer. God heals emotions. You are a creature of emotions, and you must receive emotional healing in order to be healthy and in order to represent Jesus with health. One of the gifts God gives you as a human being is steady, stable, solid, predictable, Christ-like emotions. Think about how many emotional decisions you have made. Has any decision that you've ever made emotionally led you to anything that is good? Being led by emotions is very dangerous. We are in a world of emotional people. Wars are not started by peaceful, calm people. Fights do not begin because two people have joy. Two depressed people do not meet at the mall and say, "I'm doing great. I want to die. Glory to God." Emotions are very destructive if they are not managed by the Word of God and by the presence of God. This is why you need to lift your hands in church and praise the name of the Lord, because one of the medicines that heals your emotions is the presence of God. And one of the things that brings in the presence of God is praising God, Psalm 22. God inhabits the praises of His people. Psalm 16, 9, 10, and 11. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and at His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. If you want to get emotionally stable, you need to become an addicted praiser, an addicted prayer, an addicted worshiper. You need to become addicted to gratitude. You need to be famous for being grateful and not griping about everything. Some of us are just inherently gripers. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. Can you lift your hands up right now and begin to thank God and praise God? And while you're doing that, I pray for your emotions to be healed. I pray for trauma that you have experienced in your life. I pray for any forced violence that came upon you at any stage of your life. Anyone who forced violence upon you, trauma upon you, anyone who treated you with violent language and violent words, anybody that hit you and slapped you, anybody that attacked you, anybody that hurt you, anybody that beat you up, anybody that threw you around, anybody that pulled your hair, anybody that ridiculed you in school, anybody that mocked you in school, anybody that bullied you in any way, be healed of that. And that emotion of being rejected when your father left for good or your mother left for good, that emotion of emptiness and that emotion of feeling like you are an orphan, be healed of the orphan inside your heart. That person that can never belong, that can never bond, that can never commit, that can never trust authority, that can never trust the powers of the Holy Spirit, that can never truly give their heart to anyone out of fear of rejection and betrayal. Now sing to God right there at your chair. Sing quietly to God. Sing Him a love song like my grandson Kai sang, a song to God. Tell God how much you love Him. Tell Him how much you adore Him and want Him. Let Him heal you now. Do not be angry anymore. I rebuke that. Do not be depressed. Do not be isolated. Do not feel all alone in this world and be lonely. Do not feel rage and mockery. Do not feel hurt and wounds. Do not bleed on the inside anymore. Allow the Holy Spirit to come right now and repair you. For the Lord is a mender of the brokenhearted. For the Lord is a healer of the emotions. For the Lord stretches out his hand to you tonight, and he touches you in your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. For the Lord your God is an awesome God, and he does awesome things. Let me have every person on the edge of every row right here. Stand up, sir. I already ministered you. Stand. Everybody on the end right there. Psalm 27, verses 1 and 2. Genesis 2:7. You get 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. Look at somebody around you and say, I want everything. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31. I minister to you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, man. I break the spirit of depression on you that has been there since you were 12 years old. I now break that off you, ma'am. I lay my hands on you and say, you will not be depressed again. You will not feel suicidal. You will not hate yourself ever again. And you will not blame anybody else ever again, because you're going to be free. I give you Psalm 30, verses 5 and 6. Well, stand up. I'm not done with you yet. Weeping lasts through the night, but joy is coming in the morning. You are changing like a tornado twisting in the air. Within 12 months of this day, you will look in the mirror and not know who you're looking at. You will say, that is one of the most beautiful people I have ever seen. For God is not just changing you on the outside, he's changing you on the inside. Nehemiah 8:10, sir. Isaiah 12:3, ma'am. Song of Solomon, sir, 2:11 through 17. Isaiah 1:19. Galatians 5:22. Ephesians 1, 17, 18, and 19, and Ephesians 3, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Look at someone next to you and say, I believe in God. Say, I believe in the powers of God. I believe in the anointings of the Holy Spirit. I believe that my God can do anything, and that nothing is too difficult for the Lord. Saul was a stubborn man. He was a murderer. He was riding a horse one day, and light came out of heaven and knocked him off the horse. And it changed his life forever. The Bible says that stubbornness is as the sin of rebellion, and rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Because one thing that must be healed in your life, my brothers and sisters and members of the jury, is your will. You see, your will has been molded by your pain. As you sit there, your will is the product of the pain you have gone through, and you have formed that will to avoid pain at any cost or deal with pain in whatever way. You have calloused your heart up. You have hardened your heart. You have become tough. You got to the place where you don't care. I don't care, whatever. You've built up self-defense. You've built up your different ways of protecting your will, your life, your will. But Jesus said it very simply, not my will, O God, but your will be done. Not my will, O God, but your will be done. You have to have your will healed, or you will be led by a rebel will. look at someone and say, praise God. You see, the greatest Christian will always be the Christian with the tenderest and softest will. Jesus said it in the clearest way, I don't do anything unless I see my Father do it. What are you being stubborn about? What are you being stubborn about that you know God wants you to let go and you just won't let go of it? It's hurting you. It's hurting everybody. Everybody you love, everything you love. We can be very stubborn about some things because sometimes we exalt getting even above pleasing God. What are you being stubborn about? It's time to let go. Listen, everyone, we all know when we're wrong. We all know. It's not a secret. We have a conscience. And do you know how you know that you're doing something wrong? Because you have to hide it. You can't do it in front of everybody. That's how you know you're doing something wrong. And that's stubbornness. And stubbornness is witchcraft. And witchcraft is under the dominion of Satan. And you don't want him training you. We need to say yes to Jesus tonight. What do you need to say yes to Jesus about that you haven't said yes? You have all these family issues from generations. You have all kinds of stuff inside. What is in there that you're being stubborn about and you just refuse to surrender that to God? Let's do that right now. Put your hands on your heart and say, Lord, I only have one will. And I am sorry that I'm in charge of it. I give you my will. I surrender to you my will. I let go of those things that I'm being stubborn about, even though I know they're wrong. I love them, and I don't want to let them go. So I ask you to give me the strength and the power, God, to love you more than I love those things. Because I want to love Jesus above everyone and everything else. Can you say it with me? I want to love Jesus more than I love anything else in my life. Can you say it again? I want to love Jesus more than I love anything else in my life. Lift your hands up to heaven. As God's servant, I break all demonic activity operating in your life by the blood of Jesus Christ. Any demons that have approached you or attached themselves to you, I now rebuke them off of you, that you will not hear any voices that don't come from the Holy Spirit, that you will not feel any emotions that don't come from the Holy Spirit, that you will not have any urges or impulses that you know are not of God, and that you will not surrender to any urging of any kind. I rebuke the demons and command them to leave your house and get out of your dreams in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody say it out loud. I rebuke all demonic forces in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power and authority of the Lord.
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you.